All right, I'm out here and I've got the T-Mic. I'm on the highest preamp setting. And we're getting a little rain. No, I wasn't on the highest. That's the lowest. Medium. There's high. And you can hear the rain and the birds. I'm playing with the remote control now that comes with the DS50. We were all wondering what the big deal was about the remote control over on the Accessible Devices conference on VIP Conduit. And I told them it looked pretty insignificant, but it works great now that I've hooked it up and tried it. I'm not using the Audible or the Olympus stereo mic right now. I've got it. It's in my pocket. I'm using my T microphone. It's not binaurals. It hooks in just like the Olympus stereo mic would, and it's real small jack that just plugs in and has a mic on each side of it. Sounds better than the Olympus mic though. But anyhow, I now have it plugged into the remote. The remote has a little clip on it that clips on your shirt pocket, and you can have your Olympus down by your side in the case, and you plug your mic into the remote. And when I hit the switch, I'll go into stop mode. It goes into stop mode, and when you flip the switch back on, a second file is created and it goes back into record mode. You can have these headphones are junky. I've got you can have the thing in stop mode, and as long as that switch is off, you flip it back on, it'll jump into record mode. I'm thinking there's some sleekness here now. Fixing to find out. It was warm earlier today, but it's dropped like a rock now. Getting right coldish. So I've got the player locked now. Problem comes in where you had the power save feature set for too short a time, and you're in a meeting and you just want to leave the mic off while you're not recording something in particular, and that power save feature kicks in, it won't kick back into record. So if you're going to use this remote feature, I would either set the power save up to about 30 minutes to an hour, or I would just totally turn it off. That way the player will sit and record or in standby until you're ready for it to flip the switch and turn it back on. It doesn't totally shut the player off, I don't think. It just pulls it into record standby. While we're at it, and I'm sending files up, let's try the Vox setting. See how that works. Alrighty. The center, the low setting on this Vox did not work that well. So I'm going to try the middle setting and I'm going to stop talking. And it's been about 5 seconds since I stopped talking. Let's try it again. And another 5 seconds has passed and we'll stop again. And we'll see how that worked out. And I'm back, and man, that's a good Vox. That's the best one I've ever seen. Most of them will come back in and you'll hear a clip when it comes back in. But this one is so quick. I'm waiting a few seconds every time I speak. It's so quick that it comes back on, and apparently it's saving a little bit of the information when it comes back on. You can't even tell it's been off. Pretty seamless. 1, 2, 3, 4. You'll love this. Oh yeah. And now, there's that mic. Huh. Don't like it as good. So, oh yeah. Yeah, that's deep bass right there. This might be a winning combination right here then. This old T-mic and this remote. Just to walk around and do interviews with. I think everybody needs one of these T-mics anyway. I've always said it. Well, what I'll do is I'll get out of here and go ahead and send this up because I think it's good. You know, commenting on the Q&A session I had over on Accessible Devices, I thought this recorder didn't have much of a bottom end, and I thought it had more preamp hiss than it ought to have had. But it's a sounding all right. With this mic on it, it was all in the microphone. And the remote switch is lovely. Get my jacket. Baby, did I leave my jacket on the bed?
You left it on the love seat.
Still there? So I think the last thing I'll do is go get the binaurals and walk out front where the kids are. The mics are in place. Took the rest of the wire in my shirt pocket.
You're gonna go out and record birds or
what? I'm gonna record the birds, maybe the little young'uns or something. Yeah, because it's about dark.
Okay, now I'm the Christmas one. That's a lot harder. It's got a lot more Christmas.
I think it gets dark about 5:45 now.
Oh, you're going up front.
Yeah. Not long, though. Walking up. No more up here than there was out back. Hear the highway in the distance. Nothing out there. Sure it's going. Yeah. Yeah. Baby, you will taste what I'm talking about.
Mm.
I think I'm eating your little chips more than you are. They're not substantial though. They don't put no grease in your system. No grease at all.
No, they're not supposed to be real substantial. You have to eat about 2 bags of them. Even some of the cooks about 3 days. I've been working on other things, like those big canned cookies. I don't know. It's something about I don't eat that much.
The chips we're talking about, you can get at Target. They're in 4 bags and they're like baked Pringles. Mini Pringles is what they're called. I think they're for the health conscious dieter. You get 16 bags in a big old bag. I like Fridays myself. Crank it up. Here's something I love to do with these binaurals.
5158825. Welcome to NOAA's National Weather Service in Raleigh, North Carolina. Please press 1 for the Raleigh-Durham local forecast.
Here is the latest National Weather Service forecast. Raleigh and vicinity. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then a slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this evening. Partly cloudy after midnight. Much colder with lows in the lower 20s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Monday, sunny. Cooler with highs around 40. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly clear. Cold with lows in the lower 20s. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Cold with lows in the lower 20s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 20s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Highs in the mid 40s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Lows in the mid-30s. Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or drizzle. Highs in the upper 40s. Chance of rain 30%. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. Saturday through Sunday, mostly clear. Highs in the upper 40s. Lows in the mid-20s.
Welcome to NOAA's National Weather Service in Raleigh, North Carolina. Please press 1 for the Raleigh...
On the 5 p.m. observations for the Northeast Piedmont. At the Raleigh-Durham Airport, it was mostly cloudy. The temperature was 48 degrees, the dew point 28, and the relative humidity 46%. The wind was north at 6 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.61 inches and rising. At Chapel Hill, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 46 degrees, the dew point 24, and the relative humidity 42%. The wind was northwest at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 18. The pressure was 29.63 inches and rising. At Burlington, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 43 degrees, the dew point 19, and the relative humidity 38%. The wind was northwest at 13 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.64 inches and rising. Elsewhere across the state this hour, at Asheville, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 30. At Charlotte, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 42. At Greensboro, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 40. At Troxboro, it was clear, with a temperature of 43. At Lillington, light rain was falling, with a temperature of 48. At Lewisburg, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 46. At Fayetteville, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 57. At the Rocky Mount Wilson Airport, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 48. At Wilmington, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 56. At Cape Hatteras, it was clear, with a temperature of 50. Welcome to...
All right.